Hi everybody, I'm AJ, and I'm kind of obsessed with Ada. So it started around 16 years ago when I first picked up an old Ada 95 book at my university library, and I was immediately hooked. I had just learned C++ the previous semester, and with summer starting, I was trying to learn as many languages as I could. I dug into everything from Forth to COBOL, but Ada's focus on structure and safety had always stuck with me. I would annoy my friends and colleagues about who always worked in like C and later Python and Go, trying to argue in favor of Ada. In my defense, I fell in love with the language, the expressive syntax, and the powerful type system. Since I could build constraints directly into the data structure, I can code my program in a declarative way without ever worrying about the underlying architecture. If low-level features were needed, well, that's fine too. I could even define certain data types by how many bits it should have or where in memory it should go. I could go on all day about Ada's features, from its built-in multi-threading with task-safe objects to enforcing readable and correct code through its syntax, but this is a lightning talk, and, well, now I've got less than 15 minutes. About 7 years ago, I came across a post on Reddit called Going All In with Ada. It was posted by an architect who discovered Ada while nerding out on aviation. With no programming background, he taught himself to code in Ada and started a software company. This was kind of the push I needed to put my money where my mouth is and practice what I preached. I bought a copy of John Barnes' Programming in Ada 2012 and decided that any coding I do moving forward will be written in Ada. In the following years, I would watch another language focused on safety, memory safety be exact, quickly become one of the fastest rising languages with an ever-growing community. Worst of all, at the same time this language was rising, I saw Ada shrinking every single year. Yes, I'm talking about Rust. Those very same friends who weren't interested in Ada, they embraced Rust fully. So it seemed to be the answer that they were waiting for. So I had to ask myself, why not Ada? I spoke to several of those friends over what they found great about Rust and what issues they ran into with Ada, and they gave me some feedback. So first, Rust was very easy to install. You could simply visit rustup.rs, run a command, congratulations, you now have cargo. Ada, on the other hand, well, what license do I use? What is NAT Pro? Community Edition? What's that? What runtime license? Rust, it was easy to start a new project. You just open up cargo, type in cargo new foo, cd foo, cargo build. And congratulations, now you have a project. Library, there's an ecosystem with crates.io, and the library and the ease of creating a project, Alir actually makes that pretty easy now, so that's a solved problem, but more on that later. Rust also had accessible documentation, vibrant community, and even an absolute beginner can start using Rust with almost no barrier to entry. Come on. Okay. There we go. So, like I said, many of these points have been addressed in the 2020s for Ada, with the retirement of Community Edition and the introduction to Alir. However, when I see someone trying to learn Ada with no prior knowledge, Alir is almost never mentioned, and the first impression they get with Ada is getting tied up with NatMake or GPR build. For those that do come across Alir, they're either using older versions from their package manager, or they have to go through the manual installation process, such as adding things to path and such. And that's why I wrote Get Ada, to try and make things, try to lower that barrier to entry as easy as possible, essentially to be like how RustUp works in Rust. So in this next video, I can show you how I used Get Ada to go from having absolutely nothing Ada related on my Mac to having a fully working compiled version of Hello World in less than 2 minutes. So I visit getada.dev, I just copy and paste this command in my terminal. It prompts me. I select yes. It downloads and installs Alir. I have to either restart my terminal or copy and paste this environmental command to add it to path or make sure it's added to path. Then I cd to projects, start a new project, alr init bin dev hello world, jump in. I'm just using the defaults here. And then it automatically goes out, grabs the latest version of NAT, adds it to my computer. And now I have a project. It sets up a little shell project for me automatically. So now I just have to edit this file here. I can add my quick hello world. And then I save, I run alr build, it compiles it, and it adds it to the binary directory, bin directory, and I do hello bin, hello world, and it runs. And that's it. Does anyone have any questions? Sure.
That people use older builds from package managers.
What yes.
is the holdup of just introducing what you just showed as a package into those package managers?
Yeah, so for the listeners asking about saying there were older versions of the package manager, and what was the last second part?
What is the holdup of just.
What's the holdup of just using the one in the package manager? So.
Just getting what you just showed us.
Yep. Oh, just getting what in. Haven't looked into getting Get Ada into the package managers yet. Ideally, that would be the next good step to do. The reason Allure being in the package manager is causing issues is because older versions of Allure are not getting updated, and they're not, there's like missing features, and there's issues with the index and stuff. But getting Get Ada into the package manager would actually make things pretty streamlined, I think. Yes?
Are there any defaults or tooling around the unit test, like how much harder it is to get the first unit test?
Yes. So there's a bit, I'm having everything automated in GitHub Actions. And as soon as something's pushed, it is recompiled and tested on all of the available platforms, which except for ARM, which is coming soon. But it was everything. It doesn't have a new release until everything is passing all of those tests.
So I also mean, is yeah. there any fee testing framework or a popular one, say like JUnit, right? I don't have to think what do I pick to run my unit test.
Oh.
Like this for Ada.
I'm not too familiar with the unit tests for Ada. I know there's AUnit. There's a whole library built around unit testing for framework for Ada. I think that can be included in Alir. I think you just do ALR with a unit, and it pulls in the unit testing library. And you can also bring in GNAT Prove and Spark and all of that. So anything that's available in Ada is generally available in Alir. And you can just go to alir.ada.dev/crates.html, and there's tons of libraries that are already submitted to the Alir index. And it's super easy to add a library. You just ALR with library name, and it pulls it all in, including the US test functionality. Any questions?
There is a comment online which says, not a question, but there is some irony when the suggested way to install a language that focuses on safety is to curl some string type into.
That's fair. You can download and run Get Ada from the GitHub repo if you don't want to pipe curl to shell. I'm pretty much following what Rustup is using to get that, and it's valid for people who are security conscious. They don't want to do that. You can just load the file and read it yourself. It's all it's doing is pulling the installer and running it in a temporary directory. But any other questions or comments? Great. Well, thank you.